Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zecher Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf. This is going to be an abbreviated session because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that one may save a basket full of loaves from a burning house, even though it has enough in it for 100 meals, which contradicts the previous Mishnah that stated that one is only permitted to save enough food for 3 meals. So Rav Huna answered that the two cases are different. In this Mishnah, a person is Bal Hatzel. He's coming to save one basket of food from a burning house. Therefore, he may save everything in it. Rashi explains that in this instance, it only requires a single act of removal. In the previous Mishnah, however, the person is Bala Kapel. The person is coming to bundle several baskets of food together, which requires separate efforts, and therefore, he's limited to only saving enough food for 3 meals. Rav Avi Bar Zavda presents a different answer. Point number two, the next Mishnah introduces Malchokas Tanaim regarding containing a fire. Rabbi Shimon ben Nana says one may spread a kid's hide over a carriage trunk or closet that are on fire because it only singes the hide. Similarly, one can make a partition with all kinds of kaling, whether they are full or empty, to prevent the fire from passing. Rashi explains that the case of them being full is when they are full of water. Rabbi Yossi prohibits using new earthenware vessels filled with water because they cannot withstand the fire, and when they burst, they will extinguish the fire. So the Gemara clarifies that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Nana's, there is no concern if the vessel bursts, since he holds garam kibui mutter, causing extinguishment indirectly is permitted. And point number 3, the Gemara brings up Brisa that contradicts both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon ben Nanus, who's referred to as the Rabbanan here. The Brisa states that a person that has the name of God written on his skin should not wash or anoint that area. He may also not stand in a filthy place. Lastly, if he's required to do a tevila shel mitzvah, he should wrap a blade of reed grass over the name and then immerse himself. Rabbi Yossi says he may descend in an ordinary way as long as it does not directly rub off the name. Apparently, the Rabbanan hold that indirect causing of erasure is forbidden, whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that it is permitted, the opposite of what they hold about indirectly extinguishing. So the Gemara resolves the contradiction of the Rabbanan by stating that the reason for requiring covering the written name of Hashem with reed grass is not because it will cause the erasure of Hashem's name, but rather that it's prohibited to stand naked before the written name. The Gemara continues and resolves the contradiction of Rabbi Yossi as well. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that one may save a basket full of loaves from a burning house, even though it has enough in it for 100 meals, which contradicts the previous Mishnah that stated that one is only permitted to save enough food for 3 meals. Rav Huna answered that the two cases are different. In this Mishnah, the person is Bala Hatzel. He's coming to save one basket of food from a burning house. Therefore, he may save everything in it. Rashi explains that in this instance, it only requires a single act of removal. In the previous Mishnah, however, the person is Bala Kapel. The person is coming to bundle together several baskets of food, which requires separate efforts, and therefore, he's limited to only saving enough food for 3 meals. And Rav Abba Bar Zavda presents a different answer. Point number two, the next Mishnah introduces a Machlokas Tanaim regarding containing a fire. Rabbi Shimon ben Nana says one may spread a kid's hide over a carriage trunk or closet that are on fire because it only singes the hide. Similarly, one can make a partition with all kinds of kaolim, whether they are full or empty, to prevent the fire from passing. Rashi explains that the case of them being full is when they are full of water. Rabbi Yossi prohibits using new earthenware vessels filled with water because they cannot withstand the fire, and when they burst, they will extinguish the fire. So the Gemara clarifies that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Nana's, there is no concern if the vessel bursts, since he holds garam kibui mutter, causing extinguishment indirectly is permitted. And point number three, the Gemara brings up Brisa that contradicts both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon ben Nanus, who's referred to here as the Rabbanan. The Brisa states that a person that has the name of God written on his skin should not wash or anoint that area. He may also not stand in a filthy place. Lastly, if he is required to do a tevila shel mitzvah, he should wrap a blade of reed grass over the name and then immerse himself. Rabbi Yossi says he may descend in an ordinary way as long as he does not directly rub off the name. So apparently the Rabbanan hold that indirect causing of erasure is forbidden, whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that it's permitted, the opposite of what they hold about indirectly extinguishing. So Gemara resolves the contradiction of the Rabbanan by stating that the reason for requiring covering the written name of Hashem with reed grass is not because it will cause the erasure of Hashem's name, but rather that it's prohibited to stand naked before the written name. The Gemara resolves the contradiction of Rabbi Yossi as well. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Kuf Chaf, and the number one suggestion was Admei Ve'esrim, or some variation, 120-year-old man, a birthday party for such a person, 120-year-old woman blowing out candles, 120 club. funerals. Rav Gav from Eretz Yisrael suggested nursing homes. And I'll tell you, I really tried to go with a 120-year-old man in the simon, but I just couldn't seem to work with it. Then we had other suggestions like cockroaches and cockadoodles, Coke, cookies, cocker spaniels, people coughing, cocky pants, karate kicks. Sam Yusupov from Woodmere suggested a mora teaching kids the difference between a kuf and a chaf. And then we had the Knesset with 120 members. All great suggestions, but I'm going to go with Michael Raskus from New Rochelle, who suggested a cook. I'm going to use a camp cook in our simon. It just seems to work. So that's what we're going to go with for Kuf Chaf is a cook. Thank you, Michael, for that suggestion. So here goes. The camp cook who stored 100 meals in a basket perched on top of clay pots filled with water always had a blade of reed grass wrapped around his arm, and no one knew why. Once again, in slow motion. The camp cook, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Chaf. The camp cook who stored 100 meals in a basket, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one may save a basket full of loaves from a burning house even though it has enough in it for 100 meals, which contradicts the previous mission that stated that one is only permitted to save enough food for 3 meals. Rav Huna answered that the two cases are different. In this mission, a person is Bala Hatzil. He's coming to save one basket of food from a burning house. Therefore, he may save everything in it. Rashi explains that in this instance, it only requires a single act of removal. In the previous mission, however, the person coming to bundle together, he's Bala Kapel, several baskets of food which require separate efforts, and therefore he's limited to only saving enough food for 3 meals. Rav Abba Bar Zavda presents a different answer. So the camp cook who stored 100 meals in a basket perched on top of clay pots filled with water, which reminds us, the next mission introduces Malchokas and I'm regarding containing a fire. Rabbi Shimon ben Anna says one may spread a kid's hide over a carriage trunk or closet that are on fire because it only singes the hide. Similarly, one can make a partition with all kinds of kelim, whether they are full or empty, to prevent the fire from passing. Rashi explains that the case of them being full is when they are full of water. Rabbi Yossi prohibits using new earthenware vessels filled with water because they cannot withstand the fire, and when they burst, they will extinguish the fire. The Gemara clarifies that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, there is no concern if the vessels burst, since the old Gram Kibui Mutter, causing extinguishment indirectly, is permitted. So the camp cook who stored 100 meals in a basket perched on top of clay pots filled with water always had a blade of reed grass wrapped around his arm, and no one knew why. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that contradicts both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, who is referred to as a Rabbanan here. The brisa states that a person that has the name of God written on his skin should not wash or anoint that area. He also may not stand in a filthy place. Lastly, if he's required to do a tefillah shel mitzvah, he should wrap a blade of reed grass over the name and then immerse himself. Rabbi Yossi says he may descend in an ordinary way as long as he doesn't directly rub off the name. So apparently the Rabbanan hold that indirect causing of erasure is forbidden, whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that it's permitted, the opposite of what they hold about indirectly extinguishing. So the Gemara resolves the contradiction of the Rabbanan by stating that the reason for requiring covering the written name of Hashem with reed grass is not because it will cause the erasure of Hashem's name, but rather that it's prohibited to stand naked before the written name. The Gemara resolves the contradiction of Rabbi Yossi as well. So once again, the camp cook who stored 100 meals in a basket perched on top of clay pots filled with water always had a blade of reed grass wrapped around his arm, and no one knew why. This is Rabbi Avraham Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.